Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nate Smith, you've toured with him. I know you're good buddies. You're managed by the same person. When I asked him about you, this is what he had to say.
He's like a little brother to me. Wild and crazy. A little
wild
annoying, but I love him. You know, like all the things, you know, like I've just really grown to really respect him a lot. And I've seen him grow so much as a human being and just become a really great businessman. I really look up to him a lot.
Me in my Crocs right now, a businessman. It's so sweet of him. Dang. And that's how it's always felt with Nate. Just like little brother, big brother vibes. He's a big inspiration to me and definitely a role model.
I'm Katie Neal and my co-host is Bailey Zimmerman. How are you?
Oh, amazing. Hey, thanks for having me today. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How's your summer going so far? You've been out on your headlining tour, which has looked amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Crazy, if you would. Yeah, it's been awesome.
It seems like it. Well, we're happy to have you here on a rare day off. Thank you so much. You're in the top 10 now with Backup Plan, your duet with Luke Combs. It is also on your new album, Different Night, Same Rodeo, which is available now. You debuted at Stagecoach with Luke Combs, a little bit different than your first trip to Stagecoach,
yep.
Right? Talk about
this. A little different. Yeah, it was a little different, but man, I'm so grateful. It was so cool. Luke Combs doing the song with me is already like such a crazy thing, but then him asking me to come shoot the music video at his stagecoach headline performance, it's like, dude, pinch me. I'm like in a movie, man. It's got to be a dream. And when I got out there, it was definitely not a dream. There definitely was like 60,000 people, and it was insane. So
talk about nerve-wracking. Like, if this is the first time you perform this song together live in front of this many people and you're shooting a music video for it.
Yeah.
So you've got one take to get it right.
Yeah. No, the pressure was definitely there and I felt it. But then I was just like, you know what? It's okay. We're going to crush this because this is what we do because we're professionals. Okay. That's what I kept telling myself all day. You're a professional. You're good at this. You're going to sing great. I just kept saying those things. And then it worked out. And it was great. But I'm not going to lie, I didn't practice the song before I got on the stage. We had never sang it together before right then. And I think that's where the magic came from.
Oh, for sure. This is now your fastest rising single. How much of this song do you feel like is your own story?
Man, all of it. All of the song. And I think it's true to Luke as well because you know, the way we grew up, my dad was always telling me like, don't listen to what anybody has to say and don't care about what, you know, they think of you because they don't know what you're trying to do and they've never done what you're doing. And he would always also tell me, usually when we were like, you know, picking up sticks or, you know, mowing the yard or whatever, he'd always be like, well, if you're just going to half-ass all this, then you might as well just go in the house because if you ain't going to put your 100 towards something, then don't do it at all. And first time I heard this song, I just kept thinking about my dad screaming at me, being like, give me your 100% every single time. And I don't know, I think him yelling that at me all the time and saying that to me all the time really has made me the man I am today. And within just, you know, every single thing I do, I give it 100% or usually like 110%. And that's what I think this song is all about is, you know, not giving up, giving 100% at what you believe in and not listening to what anybody else has to say because they're going to try to talk you out of it, but can't let them. So
can't let them. And then was this a song, I can't remember, did you originally like, were you looking for a song to do with Luke, or did that come after the fact?
No, Tucker Bethard, Sherwood, and Jimmy Bell wrote Backup Plan, and they sent it to me, and they were like, hey, man, do you think, they actually said, do you think this is cheesy? And I was like, no, bro, this song is insane. Like, dude, this is an insanely written song, and it was demo at the time, the acoustic, but I could hear all the production around it. And the first time I listened to it, I called him. I'm like, you know who would crush this? Luke freaking Combs, dude. And they're like, oh, dude, you're so right. Luke Combs would crush this. And I'm like, yeah, but that'll never happen because I don't have his number and I don't know him. So, but I'm definitely putting it on the record. And then, voila, here Luke Combs. Yeah. So I always thought, man, Luke would crush this from the first listen. And then now I think it's pretty freaking wild that he's on the song and it's top 10 and doing all this crazy stuff on radio. Whoa.
And I know that when you did finally get his number and text him to be on this song, it took him like a month or two to text you back. I saw him last week and he was like, I feel so bad about that. He really did.
No, he's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, dude, you're literally Luke Combs. It's totally fine. You're like superstar dad, superstar country star. You have a wife and, you know, stuff. So totally get it, man. Don't be sorry. Thank you for getting on my song. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now it is the new theme song for the SEC 2025 season, yeah. Which is wild. That hype video is insane.
It's so crazy. And the first time I saw that video, I was like, I was hyped up and I'm not even a huge football guy. But I was like, oh, I'm watching. Let's go. We got to watch this. Yeah.
So fun. Your second album, Different Night, Same Rodeo, was just released. Let's talk about that. So lots of pressure to follow up religiously. Like, this album did really well. Now you got 18 new songs, several guests. Talk about that.
It was, for me, a lot more exciting than it was nerves. I was just excited to see if I could do it again, you know, and see if I could create another album. And if I'm being completely honest, when I created religiously the album, I didn't really know what I was doing. I had no idea. It was my first time putting an album together. I had, you know, it was my first time really touring, being an artist, singing, I'm trying to learn guitar. I'm learning all this stuff. And now I'm 25 and I just learned so much from that record. So it kind of gave me a lot of confidence having to, like, you know, I guess back religiously up with this new album. Because I was like, no, I can do it. Now I'm even smarter and I know even more now. And I know who I want to be, what I want to say, the production, what I want to sound like. And so, yeah, I would say I was just really excited to get it out. And I'm so, so thankful it's out now because, wow, holding it close to my chest sucked. I was so ready to give it to everybody because I had worked so hard on it. So, yeah.
Talk about why these 18 songs.
They just make sense. They make sense with what I'm trying to say. They make sense with how my life has been the last, you know, couple years, 2, 3, 4 years. And it's just me. Every song is just really me. Even if I didn't write the song, the reason I chose the songs that I didn't write is because it felt like I could have written those songs because I relate so much to them. So yeah, it's just relatable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You've got a couple collaborations on here, one with Kid Laroi and then one with Diplo. And then Diplo was also in your music video.
Yes.
Talk about getting to work with him.
Oh, he's been the best. It has been a big goal of mine to work with Diplo because not only Diplo, but then Heartless, Morgan Wallen, Diplo just good really stuff. Locked me in, you know? And first day we got together again, it was just, man, ripped it right off the rip. We were just having fun. I could tell he was really like me in a lot of ways and just a down-to-earth, really good dude, just wanting to have fun. And I feel like that's what our collab is, too, is like, it's this story about this girl that won't leave me alone, but she's also got a boyfriend out in L.A., and she's trying to be an actor, and we thought it was so fun because the production makes it lighthearted. But in reality, it's kind of like, you know, you're like cheating on your boyfriend with me. You probably shouldn't be doing this, you know? Yeah, so it's like right off the rip, we just like wanted to have fun, wanted to do something sick. And then when we got Ashes, I was like, dude, would you want to come be in the music video for the title track to the album? Because I think it'd be so cool to have a cameo. And he was like, oh, dude, of course, I'll fly there, of course. And again, right when we got on set, he was just so much fun. Like in the video, he's like keg stands and drinking beers and bartending and riding the bull. He's just like so much fun. And yeah, now that we got Ashes out together, it's just cool to have that goal of wanting to, you know, do something with Diplo, to him being a cameo. I got to go out on with him at Stagecoach. He had DJs, you know, like the DJ like Party Barn thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've became really good buddies. And now we have a song out. It's just so cool.
That's amazing. Is there a song on the album that has a crazy story behind it? Like the one that got added at the last minute, or the one that's been around town for 10 years or something? I feel like there's always one like that on an album.
Yeah, there's a pretty crazy story about a song called Chevy Silverado. And so Chevy Silverado, I started writing that myself, me and a guitar, in 2022, I think. And I just slowly kept working on it, but it was such an idea that I had all planned out that I knew I had to get the words right, because I wanted to write a song about my first truck that I bought when I was 16, but not just any other song about your first truck. I wanted it to be like really specific about my 2005 Chevy Silverado that I fell in love in. I got my heart broke in it. It was my grandpa's before I bought it. I had to borrow money from the bank. All the stories that truck could tell. I just wanted to say that through this song. So it's taken me 3 years to write this song. And I finally, after getting it all mapped out, called all my professional writer friends and was like, okay, it's time to get some professionals in here and help me say what I'm trying to say. And that night was magical. We got in. And man, we just started ripping on it. And when we came out with Chevy Silverado at the end, it was like, holy crap, 3 freaking years. And it's the most personal song on the album to me. It is truly about me and my life and my experience and, you know, my love for my first truck. And the moral of the song is buy a Chevy Silverado, don't get a girlfriend. Because your Chevy won't leave you, your girlfriend will. So it's kind of like, it's so funny, but then it's also so deep and has so many stories rooted within just, you know, heartbreak, love, the truck itself, everything. So yeah, it took a long time, 3 years, and it took a lot of rewriting, but I'm so glad that it's out now and people are enjoying it, yeah.
It's got to feel so good to have worked on something for that long. Like, how satisfying.
Oh, it's insane. I even down to all the production, I had all these ideas and inspirations from all these other songs. I'm like, I really want this in here. And, you know, you'll hear a little thing about the beginning of Chevy Silverado. There's this like, this guitar, but it sounds like an alarm clock.
Oh, I like that.
Because the first country song I ever got into was Wake Up Loving You by Craig Morgan.
That is good.
So, in the beginning of Craig Morgan's Wake Up Loving You is the alarm clock.
Yep.
So then I really wanted to put that on the front, because just an ode to my roots in country and my love for Craig Morgan and that song. And so it's just got a lot of little Easter eggs in it, a lot of stuff, a lot of thought went into it. And that's why it's the cool story of the album, yeah.
I love that. That's very special. You are out on your New to Country tour, and Drew Baldridge is on this tour with you. He's from our home state of Illinois.
What a great guy. If you don't support Drew Baldridge, then you're a red flag. Because Drew Baldridge is all green flags. It's insane.
He is. He really is the sweetest. I'm sure the two of you also have been having so much fun out on tour together.
I just love that guy. We got it together in town. He was the first dude that hit me up. He helped me through everything. He wrote songs to me, and we actually had a cut on my first album too. And so we've just always been around each other, always supported each other. And he's just always been that guy that just like was there for me when I needed it. So when we were talking about who are we bringing out on this tour, the New to Country tour that talks about how I was raised and where I come from, gotta have Drew Baldridge, man. It's like full circle moment. I gotta have Drew out here. And then Dylan Marlowe's also out with us as well, and we're just three peas in a pod. When we get together, we're running every morning, we're going to get breakfast together, we're playing wiffle ball in the lawns before, you know, doors open. Man, it's definitely a special tour this year, and I really hope to get to do it again someday with these boys. But yeah, having Drew on the road has been such a blessing, because we get to have his wife out there, we get to have his son Lyric out there. So yeah, it's really, really cool.
It's funny you mentioned Dylan Marlowe. That's another name that I wanted to talk to you about. Dylan's about your age, from a similar background, on tour with you. What do you feel like you and Dylan have bonded over?
We're just one and the same. The way we grew up and the way we look at life is really the same. And that's why I think that's why we just became buddies so quick. And really, I was such a fan of him when I came to town. When I moved to Nashville, he was what I was bumping on my radio. Like, I just love Dylan Marlowe. And because I was so into the TikTok and the social media, that I kind of knew all the young artists underground. I still do to this day, but Dylan was just like that guy that I just loved his voice, loved his songwriting. And then it was really cool. He got that number one with John Party, which was really, really cool. And then, you know, he's just had so much success. I was like, dude, it's really cool. You've like earned this brick by brick. You've done all the right things and you're a great human. You've got a wife. You love God. I mean, everything about you is just like me. We got to go on tour together. Yeah.
Very special.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And then Luke Bryan, you were at Luke's Crash My Playa for 2 years. Can you confirm or deny if you had your shirt off the entire time?
I will confirm that if I'm honestly anywhere, I've got my shirt off. And that's just how it's got to go, especially in Cancun. That was a lot of fun. That was a crazy moment in my life. We had a little bit of mishap at the whole Crash My Playa. But that is one thing about Luke Bryan I'd like to say. So I thought, you know, man, I just messed up this show. Not great stuff. Been drinking too much that day. And I thought, dude, Luke hates me. Like, Luke's got to hate me right now. Like, I just messed that up. Like, everybody's mad at me and stuff. And he calls me. He's like, hey, come over to the main stage. Because I was supposed to come play with him that night. He said, come over to the main stage. I was like, okay. So I went over there. I'm like, dude, are you mad at me? He's like, no, why would I be mad at you? You're just having fun. And I'm like, oh, dude, weight right off my shoulders. I'm like, okay. And he's like, but man, drink after the show. You can't be drinking before the shows. You got to learn that. But you're young, so you'll learn that. But you got to listen to what I'm saying. Don't drink before the shows. I'm like, okay, deal. And then same thing, Jason Aldean said, dude, have a couple beers after the show. Don't drink before the show. It's going to bite you in the butt every single time. And honestly, it was a big turning for me. I just like, after that, I was like, yeah, you're right. Dang, I can't do this anymore. And then now I don't. But he was, instead of being so like mad at me, he was like, no, I love you, buddy. I love you, buddy. And we all love you around here. We want to see you succeed, man. You just can't be drinking for the shows. Drink after the show, not before the show. I was like, thank you, Luke Bryan, for not hating me. And thank you for the advice. I'm definitely going to take that. And since then, I have.
Good job.
And life's really good.
Yeah. I know that you posted about that also. And I was curious how that was going for you and like when the turning point for that was.
Yeah, it was definitely crash my playa because I don't need to drink to have fun. I just, where I'm from and where I'm raised, that's what you do to have fun.
Same.
So, you know.
Yes.
So I just kind of got caught up in the moment and drank too much. But then it kind of made me realize like, man, you don't know it, but you're taking this for granted by drinking before the shows. And because that's, you're not giving them 100%. You're not giving them all you've got. Because you've been drinking, and that's going to take away energy. That's going to take away so much stuff from you, you know? And then I just realized, like, God is giving me an opportunity right now. This didn't ruin my career. So God's giving me an opportunity. You need to listen to him, and you need to get your stuff together. And why are you drinking anyways? I don't even need to drink. I have so much fun just being me. So, yeah, I haven't just quit drinking. I still like to drink with my boys and, you know, I love a good twisted tea every, you know, now and again.
Who doesn't?
But I've definitely cut it off, you know, 80%. And definitely when I'm out on the road and playing shows, I'm just really more worried about my health now and just like, okay, we can have fun, but we don't need to get blackout drunk, okay? Like, so, yeah, it was a big turning point for me and my life has been so good since. My relationship with my mom, my family is just way better. I take more time to like care about others and, you know, my relationship with God has just been way insane, just way better. So definitely 10 out of 10 would recommend not drinking all the time. Don't be an alcoholic, just kinda sometimes.
I am proud of you for cutting back. I feel like if you are in this business long enough, everyone gets to that point. Another person we were talking about when you walked in is Tyler Hubbard. You just spent some time with him recently.
Yeah. Oh, I love that guy. Me and Tyler played Country Thunder Saskatchewan. I was a little nervous to go up to him because he was opening up for me, which is really weird. Super, super weird. I still can't wrap my head around it because that's like Tyler Hubbard. I grew up on FGL. I still have grown up on Tyler's music as well as solo project. And I just thought it was really, really weird. So I'm like, dude, can I go up to him and hang out with him? Because you're my idol, but you're opening up for me. This is really weird. So I just finally just worked up the nerve and was like, yep, I got to go over. And he was the nicest guy. So we started kicking it off, just talking, hanging, and I'm like, holy freaking crap, dude, like freaking Tyler Hubbard, bro. And I'm like geeking out. Finally, at the end, I go, I got to say it, bro. This is weird. This is weird for me having you open it up for me. And I just want to make sure that it's cool because I love you, bro. And he was like, no, man, come on. I'm honored to be out here with you, man. Like, you've been killing it. You've been crushing it. Like, this is how it goes, man. And I'm just honored to be here with you. And we just hung out all night. And then he invited me up to do cruise. And 12-year-old me is like freaking out, like, I'm going to go up with Tyler Hubbard and sing Cruise. This is going to be the craziest moment in my life. Yeah, so I just wanted to shout out Tyler because he was really nice to me and really made me feel welcomed, and that's all I ask for in a person. So freaking love you, Tyler.
Eric Church is another one. You were performing at Eric's Field and Stream Festival in October. You're going to be his direct support, and I know that you're a big fan. Have you spent much time with Eric yet?
No. Oh, wow. I have never even got to meet Eric, but I want to.
You're going to.
But, you know, he's so quiet and I'm so loud. So I wonder how it's going to work. I've been a little nervous about it because I'm like, dude, should I just go in there and be chill like he is? Or should I go in there and be like, what's up, Eric? Dude, I'm such a fan. Like, you're so lit. You know, so I've been thinking about that.
Yeah, like, what but do you man, say to Eric Church when you meet him?
No, literally. It's like, dude, do you like me? Are you cool with me? I don't know. But his songs, I mean, just are insane. And I grew up on all the records from basically 2000 when I was born to now, like everything. Even this latest record, I'm like, this is so fire. Like, everything is so fire. So very excited to meet him. Hopefully he invites me up to do a song or something. That'd be freaking cool. But yeah, I've been looking forward to that one.
I feel like everyone has an Eric Church song. What is your church song?
I would say Round Here Buzz or Homeboy.
Oh, yeah. Two very good ones.
Yep.
Morgan Wallen, you did two stadium tours with him. How do you feel like that experience affects your headlining show now?
It kind of built it because, like I said, 4 years ago, I had never sang before or played guitar or even thought about even any of this stuff ever. So getting to go out on the road with Morgan really just, he just showed me how to be an entertainer and how to do it at the highest level, and getting to watch that every single night, watching Hardy, watching Ernest as well, all those guys, watching Parker McCollum, Luke Bryan, all these people, right? They just kind of helped morph my show because I was like, oh, I really like that, so I'm going to try to do that. And oh, I don't know if I like that, so I'm just going to do it my way this way. But having all those, I guess, inspos from, you know, watching them and being able to be out with them, especially Morgan, I mean, we were together a lot. Yeah, just molded my live show, molded me and who I am as an entertainer, yeah.
And I'm sure it's got you excited to headline your own stadiums one day.
I hope so. That would be the sickest. But man, I'm just grateful to be where I'm at now. I really, you know, lately I've tried to quit focusing on the future and just focus on the now and be here right now, because I don't know if I'm going to get to stadiums, but I've got a sold out amphitheater tour right now.
Yes,
so
do.
Let's be here right now and enjoy this, and we'll worry about the stadiums and arenas when they come.
I think that's very important. You mentioned Hardy. You toured with him a few times. He's back with Favorite Country Song. What's something you feel like you either learned from or about Hardy in touring with him?
My favorite thing I ever learned actually was from Hardy. Hardy said, hey man, I got some advice for you. You have a jetpack on your back right now that they've strapped on you and they've made it go, but they are not going to tell you to shut it off and chill out. And eventually that motor is going to burn out. So you don't want to do that. Make sure you know when to shut the jetpack off and chill out for a little bit and take time for you. Basically, you're on a rocket ship and everybody's going to want you to keep going. And when you feel like you shouldn't and you need time, take the time, because that's going to affect your future and everything. And ever since I heard that, I was like, no, if Hardy tells me to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, I would probably jump off a bridge if Hardy told me to, I guess. But especially in this, you know, form of just like, yo, take time for yourself. That was a big, big thing for me, because at the end of the day, I'm still human. And, you know, I got feelings. I got things going on in real life. So taking time off for yourself, shutting the jetpack off for a little while and chilling out is something I learned from Hardy. And I will probably always remember that.
It's fantastic advice. Josh Ross, you toured with him last year. Now he's on his way to his first number one.
I know.
Talk
it's
about
sick.
The time you spent with Josh.
Oh, man. I call him Joshy Rashi. This guy, man, he's just down to earth. Canadian, so classic, right? I mean, all Canadians are so nice. But yeah, the first time we met, it was just like, kicked it right off. Love this guy. Love his voice. It's so unique. And then getting to tour it with him was just something different. Getting to watch his live show was really fun, and just see how much hard work he puts into it inspired me to work even harder, because that guy works his freaking butt off. So yeah, I hope to get to tour with him again one day, and man, congrats to him. First number one, it's going to be crazy. I'm sure we're going to celebrate, I'd imagine. I'll be with him.
Absolutely. And then Nate Smith, you've toured with him. I know you're good buddies. You're managed by the same person. When I asked him about you, this is what he had to say.
He's like a little brother to me, wild and crazy, a little
wild
annoying, but I love him, you know, like all the things, you know, like, and just, I've just really grown to really respect him a lot. And I've seen him grow so much as a human being and just become a really great businessman, you know, and also just a great human being. You know, he already had all that, but he's just, I don't know, he's just really becoming quite a role model. You know, I really look up to him a lot.
Oh, Nate.
Andy called you a businessman.
Me? In my Crocs right now, a businessman? No, that's so sweet of him. Dang. And that's how it's always felt with Nate. Just like little brother, big brother vibes. But it is fun. You know, we'll get together and because we love watches. And that's one thing we really bond on is watches and cars. He's always like, dude, look at this new watch I bought. I'm like, dude, look at this new one I bought. And then that'll usually transform into talking about just business, what we're going to do next, what our next moves are, you know, just like what the boys do. So we really, really relate to each other on that level of just like, what do you think I could be doing better? and, you know, what do you think, you know, you could be doing better, like, you know, kind of hitting off of each other. So he's a big inspiration to me and definitely a role model. I remember when I met Nate, I just signed with the Core management and they set up a Topgolf hang at Topgolf and all the artists were going to come. And I was like, yo, Chief, is Nate Smith going to be here tonight? And he's like, oh yeah, Nate will be there. And I'm like, dude, I think I'm literally going to crap my pants. This guy is one of my biggest idols and his voice is da-da-da. Everything about him is just unreal. I'm going to freaking meet him tonight. And then when I met him, he was so shocked that I like cared that much. I'm like, oh, bro, I know like every one of your songs, dude. He's like, really? You want to drink a beer? And I was like, I will drink a beer with you, Nate Smith. Yes, I will.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nate, he is so precious. And then I wanted to talk to you about being out on this headlining tour. What have been, you know, the challenges going from opening for others to headlining your own show? Like, what do you feel the differences are? What do you like? What do you not like?
Well, building a headline show is hard. It's really hard to be the headliner. I guess some people can go up there and just sing and just stand there and sing and play guitar, but I can't do that. My thing is jumping around, moving, energy. I like content on the screens. I like pyro. I like flames and smoke. I like making it a whole thing. You're seeing so much. I'm dancing. The things are going off. Boom, bang. I like all this stuff. And that was really hard to put together and make it look good and feel good all together and smoothly and make it like a headline show. So it was fun and I enjoyed doing it. But it was hard to do, and I would say that's a little bit of a difference is, you know, when you're going out and, you know, open up for Morgan, you only get so much space and so much time that you just go out there and you just get dance and you sing, and I just sing and dance, and there's no content, there's no booms, there's no pyro, nothing like that. So I think doing that was easier, yes, but I wouldn't trade it for my headline show because the show I've built now is just unreal, honestly, and I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. My freaking show is awesome. I pop up out of a toaster, swing over Max while there's, you know, flames flying at me and booms. And then all of a sudden we're like dancing. And then all of a sudden we're crying. Then all of a sudden there's more booms and crashes and bangs. And confetti, you know.
You're just having a great time.
Just having a great time. It's if you have ADHD, it's the show for you to come to for sure. Because there is a lot going on.
Planned by someone with ADHD.
Yes.
And then you mentioned being really into watches and cars when you were talking about you and Nate.
My latest car I bought was I got a 2022 ZL1 Camaro, which is the 6.2 supercharged Camaro, six-speed stick shift. But then I tore it all down, put a stage 2 cam in it, basically made it a race car. And now it's pushing like right around 700 horse. It's insane. And I just got that one done. And then I also just got an Escalade V, which Kane Brown inspired me to get. Because I called him and I was like, dude, should I buy an Escalade V? And he was like, bro, you'll never go back. This is going to be your favorite car you've got. And I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. And I bought it, never getting rid of it. It's the coolest thing. It's basically an Escalade mom car, but it's got a supercharged 6.2 in it that is so fast. It's insane. So it's like, oh, low-key? Nah, stomp your freaking butt on the interstate. It's sick.
Bailey Zimmerman, thank you so much for the time today. It is great to see you as always. So happy to see the song doing well, the album coming out. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Love you. Bye. What's going on, y'all? It's Bailey Zimmerman. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Bailey Zimmerman on the Superstar Power Hour, hanging with Katie Neal today. And I'm back on the Superstar Power Hour. What was it like working with Diplo on my new album? What's something I've learned about Hardy after touring with him? What have I learned touring with Morgan Wallen? How did I ask Luke Combs to be on our new song, Backup Plan? What's the story behind my new song with Luke Combs, Backup Plan? I'm talking to you and Katie today about my new album, Different Night, Same Rodeo. Here's Backup Plan with Luke Combs. It's Holy Smokes. And here's New to Country.
Holy Smokes, also on the new album, Different Night, Same Rodeo. Talk about this song.
This song has been one of my favorites since I heard it, because if you've ever lived in a small town or if you grew up in a small town, falling in love in a small town is usually meeting a girl at the grocery store parking lot or the church parking lot. And that's where you get to know each other. And that's where you kind of fall in love. And that's how it worked for me too. Growing up in my small town, we would always meet up at the church parking lot or the basketball courts. And I remember falling in love for the first time with this girl sitting in the church parking lot, and we ended up, like, you know, hanging out in the bed of my truck all night until the sun came up. So when I heard Holy Smokes, and I didn't write that song, it related to me so much, because I was like, dude, this is literally my story. I just didn't write it. And so that's kind of what, you know, that's why it has so much meaning to me, because even though I didn't write it, it's still something that I feel like I easily could have written, and it just is so my life and how I grew up. So, yeah.
All right. So New to Country tour ends in September. Then album is currently out. What are you looking forward to for the rest of this year and into the fall?
I'm not ready for the New to Country tour to be over yet, but I do have some plans. We're putting out the new record. We could be putting out a new tour here soon, probably. And yeah, other than that, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my mom. I'm going to probably go home, see my boys as well. A lot of time with my dogs in the pool. What else am I going to do? Probably continue to write songs for this new album. But, you know, we spent so much time on this last album that I think I'm going to take a little time for myself to just enjoy all the hard work and the success over the last, you know, few years. And just take some time, see my friends, see my family, hang out with my dogs, make sure everybody's doing okay. And then after that, it's going to be on in the studio. We're going to keep writing, keep recording, and just keep doing the thing.
But it's so important to take that time to go out and live, because otherwise you try to go write songs and you're like completely creatively tapped out. So I'm glad that you're going to do that.
It's funny. I had somebody tell me the other day, they go, dude, it's really hard writing songs about something I've never been through. And I'm like, I know. Tell me about it. It's damn near impossible. Like, I've got to go out and live and experience real life to write songs about what I'm going through in real life. Because if I just talk about, yep, I was on tour this weekend, and yep, I'm in meetings all this week, and then yep, I'm going to write more songs, I'm going to start writing songs about writing songs.
Exactly. So, about being in meetings or being on planes and things that aren't relatable to everyone.
So I got to get out there and be a real person, see my friends, live real life. So I'm very, very excited for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.